Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Let's get on the bus!
I tried to do the leg thing, but I didn't. I was caught in my cord, so that was a big old flop.
I wore leggings today.
Prop fail. I dropped my prop, people. Uh-oh.
It's all right. We made it through that dance.
Yes.
Guys, we made it through that dance without rehearsal.
Yes, we did. What is up, everybody? Welcome to tonight's recap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, here at AfterBuzz TV, coming to you live from North Hollywood, California. Rain or shine, people, monsoon or typhoon or whatever.
And speaking of typhoons and rain, so yeah, you guys will notice, obviously, Miera Jennings is not with
us.
Because she's stuck in rain. We have rain today in LA, which is great because we've had a drought forever.
We need the rain, but people don't know how to drive in the rain whatsoever.
No.
At all.
It took me an hour and a half to get here.
And Miera actually left her house at 4 for a 7 p.m. show. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. She said 3 or 4. It was a long time.
So it's kind of like in L.A. It's like there's a blizzard. If you come from, like, I'm from Washington State.
Yeah.
Candace, you grew up with some snow, too, right?
I did.
So, anyway, it's raining here. So, welcome!
Yeah, so what that means is you guys are so important to us. Mm-hmm. We have to get here to deliver all of this craziness. And if there's one thing that Abby Lee Miller can consistently do is bring the crazy to Dance Moms. If she's in the episode, if she's not in the episode, if she shows up and she shows up to rehearsal, but really she's getting her eyebrows done or eyelashes.
Her hair is in curlers or she just got a blowout, but you can't tell. Either way, Abby Lee Miller is bringing the crazy right now.
The drama is consistent. All right. Well, without further ado, we have to introduce ourselves. This gorgeous ensemble here, you guys. Woo, we need a standing O.
Yay. Hey, guys. I'm JJ Snyder. Great to see you guys this week. I had fun watching this show. I actually made my husband watch Dance Moms this week.
Are you guys still married? Yes. Just kidding.
Yeah, we are. No, he had really strong opinions about, I don't know, maybe someone named Ashley. So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We will.
Yes. Tell me where people can find you.
People can find me. I am Candace. You can find me at Candace_Camacho. And if you haven't already subscribed to our channel, if you're new to us, please subscribe to our channel. Head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Give us a thumbs up, write in the comments. Right. Actually, what I would really love for you to do, and what you guys did, is you tweeted us, and a couple of you tweeted some very, very valuable information that I'm going to go over later when we get to the competition. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That is what I love about the Twitter.
Did you get a little behind the scenes from someone who was there?
No, they weren't there. They just did their research.
They did their research.
Yeah.
I love it because it is all online.
Yes.
Potentially. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear about it.
And shout out to our SoundCloud and iTunes peeps, too. We love you guys out there.
Oh, thank you for listening.
Yeah. And thank you for Marissa for breaking it down for us in the engineering booth. And
of course.
Yeah.
Marissa.
Yeah. Working the cameras and the hairography, too.
Yes. Marissa's got great hair because her sister is a hairstylist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So if you need any shampoo tips, tweet her.
Tweet Marissa.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What's your Twitter? Serafini what?
At Serafini TV.
Yeah.
Cute.
She's loaded with tips.
Loaded. Just like we are for the dance moms, yes. You know, people.
Have we even introduced the name of the episode? We haven't.
Debbie Allen to the rescue.
Debbie Allen. Miss Debbie Allen.
Yeah. Season 6, episode 7. Yeah. So the opening credits were very disturbing. They're usually a little bit disturbing to me, but I was, you know, Ashley is absolutely off of her rocker.
She's full-blown Ashley.
Yeah, she's just full-blown. Could possibly be, like, one of the worst that we've seen here. Mm-hmm. So it's midday at the rehearsal studio. Abby's not ready. Her hair is in curlers. She doesn't want to show up to teach the kids. She's upset with her legal drama. She's sporting her pajamas. And Jill has her nose stuck so far up Abby's toe to try to coax her out of there. She's like, your hair's going to look so good. Like, you don't even have curlers. It's going to look like... I was like, Jill.
Jill came on pretty strong at the beginning of the episode. I did think it was kind, though, of the moms.
Like, I did, too.
They really gave her a chance. Like, they all went in. They did try to be positive. And Abby is, like, completely off her game. Mm-hmm. Like, she is genuinely in disarray. This legal drama is bad.
Yeah, and she even said that she wasn't put on this earth for the feds to make her look bad.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, like, why don't you just take a break, hire Gianna, hire somebody else to, you know, work, to take your workload for now. It's okay. We all go through things. We all need a break. I just didn't understand. It was just too much flip-flop for me.
I think that would be a cleaner way to go about it, because it's almost like, save face, Abby. Like, don't let us see you like this. Because she's so consistently involved in her girls, even though you and I and all the fans out there know a lot of times it's like and has a negative tone. But she's so committed to the ALDC. I think she should step away right now.
I do.
And take a hiatus. Right?
And she talks a lot about respect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which I thought was very odd, because she doesn't give much respect. So why should she, you know, expect? But should the moms understand? I don't think so. I would.
Well, they're just trying to make the best of a bad situation, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of respect, I can't wait to talk about Miss Debbie Allen.
I know.
Because that just brought in a whole different element into the show.
I didn't even write when she was talking. I was like, it's an Oprah moment.
No, it was really just nice. It was just so different, and it just points out so clearly the kind of person that Abby is.
Right.
And her struggles.
Well, Holly is focused on finding a nurturing place for her girls, for the girls to rehearse. And Miss Debbie did bring up the fact that the girls could rehearse there. So they do a little kind of powwow, and they decide that if tomorrow the studio's closed, that they're going to call Debbie Allen.
Yeah, and Abby's like, fine, go. I don't care. I thought it was nice that Gianna, though... Obviously, Abby had given Gianna the instruction to, like, get them going on this dance.
Mm-hmm.
So she was kind of trying to cover her bases. Do you know what I mean? It's not like she disappeared off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I also thought it was nice when the moms called the girls out of the room to explain to them.
Right.
Or to kind of ask them how they were feeling. That they called Gianna, too. Like, they did it in a very loving way.
Yeah, they asked the girls what they wanted to do, and JoJo speaks up and speaks the wisdom that these mothers should have had all along, and said, if our teacher doesn't want to teach us, then let's go find a teacher who does.
Yes.
So it's just really, like, cut and dry, and then Kendall follows, and Nia follows.
Nia's reaction was really cute. Nia's little personality is so cute, but she was just so, like, she's just so logical about it. She's like, well, we want to learn a dance, and we can't do it here, so, you know.
Yeah.
That's a cute little personality.
She does. Yes. She does. So, and I was very thankful for No Pyramid. Were you guys thankful for No Pyramid?
Yes. How was it to have No Pyramid?
A breath of fresh air, man.
Because we're all a team. Although we did get set up that there is going to be a little bit of a competition going on far as Brynn.
As far as Brynn.
And Kehlani.
Yes.
That was kind of set up as the...
One of the main topics of the show is Maddie's out finishing her movie, but she is going to meet the girls at the competition. She's going to be in the group number. She was supposed to have a solo, but there's not enough time. Okay, Brynn has a solo. Kalani has a solo. And a lot of pressure's on Brynn because she thinks that she's going to be the replacement for Maddie when... She's not going to be the replacement for Maddie. She might join the team permanently, but mm-hmm. that's, you know, going to be it if she wants seven dancers. Mm-hmm. You know, because it wasn't broken with six, I have to say.
It is. I mean, I understand Brynn was definitely under pressure having Maddie return. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the kind of situation that Abby sets up all the time. You know, you never really... A lot of times you don't know where you stand, so you mm-hmm. kind of exist in an insecure. It keeps you desperate because you don't really have a secure spot.
Right.
So I do feel for her.
Yes.
At the moment, but
I do feel for her too. But her talent just speaks for itself. I mean, it's not going to be the end of the world if she's
no doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. How about okay? Are we getting to the Debbie Allen when they get to the studio? Because it just made me think of.
Not yet.
Okay.
But almost.
Okay.
Kira will be, first of all, they're going to Phoenix, which is Kira's
yes.
and Ashley's hometown. They practice at the same studio.
I thought that was kind of exciting to get out of the LA area, didn't you?
I did.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And apparently Arizona has a lot of good dancers.
Apparently, yeah. Well, right. Kalani's from there.
Yeah, right.
Arizona Star.
Hello. Woo-woo. Yeah, Arizona Star.
So Kira, yay, will be at the competition.
Yay.
Yeah, I totally understand why she hasn't been nurturing her baby.
Little boy.
We have these hate texts going on between Ashley and Kira.
Yes.
Major hate texts.
Major.
And Ashley's obviously feeling completely inferior.
Threatened.
To Kalani.
Yeah.
Kalani's in her whole different situation over here, you know, and she's older than Brynn. But
she's totally older.
It's just, I don't like comparing so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just they have such great gifts and talents, all of them.
She just pulled out she's pulling out some really direct, mean insults. I mean, I think that Ashley feels like she's on the show and she has to just come in fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And like when the moms are all, can we get to where they're all at lunch? Because
yes,
when they were all at lunch together is when Ashley really mm-hmm. started throwing out the insults. And I think she started with saying that Kehlani's not as good as a dancer as she used to be.
She did. I put mama drama, powwow, lunchtime.
Yes.
Hopefully no wine because none of them need it. But
oh my God, I'm glad you... Did you guys all notice what they were eating at all? Because I did a little.
I did too.
What'd you notice? I noticed black iced teas.
I did too. Yes. Yeah. Black iced teas.
And a pasta? Like maybe they were sharing.
Yeah. They were friends.
Yeah, like salad, pasta. Yeah. Like a family style, you call it?
Right? Family style.
Which I like doing. Do you like family style?
I do. Because I like to, you know, taste
different things.
But, you know, they probably weren't even, like, able to, like, eat it all. But whatever.
I know, huh?
But this is when Ashley starts the really low blows about Kira and Kalani. And how many times have they said, Ashley, don't talk about the kids that way?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, mm-hmm. like, you know, really the only thing you have in life is your integrity and your mm-hmm. word and your mm-hmm. kindness. You know, you're not taking any of this with you. And she just has zero of that. It wouldn't be worth it to me to be on a show if I had mm-hmm. to, like, put myself in,
like...
What
if you had to talk about me like that?
I wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah.
My character wouldn't allow me to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want it that bad. If I can't have it
right,
then I don't want it. I'll go do something else.
I know. It's like someone coming in here and saying, JJ, when the after show starts, insult Candace's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't.
No.
I can't.
Why would you?
However, when Ashley did say that about Kehlani, it elicited one of the best reactions ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys caught this. At the lunch, she said, Kehlani isn't as good as a dancer she used to be. Cut to Jill. What?
I know.
Cut to Holly. Say what?
Holly.
And I was like, say what, Ashley?
Say what?
Huh?
You just don't do that.
That was the best reactions, though.
Yeah. I mean, Kehlani is cute. She's my peeps. I like her. She's amazing. I can't wait to get to the dances. So I'm just
yeah,
gonna stop.
I know, because speaking of Kehlani,
yeah,
this let's was, get to this the dances. This was a good episode for Kehlani.
The reason why we watched the show in the first place, we have to get through all of this mama drama for, in case you didn't get to see the show.
Yes. So can we get back to something positive and talk about when?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Let's go.
So the girls show up to Miss
Debbie. I think Mira's almost here. I can feel it.
Okay.
Okay.
Miss Debbie Allen's studio.
Yes.
And the girls perform their number. And she was just an aura of positivity. And she was just, she knew probably the girls were nervous. She didn't nitpick. She was positive.
She just took it in.
Yeah.
We weren't totally sure if she was thinking these girls are, you know, need work or don't need work. Or
she,
you know,
had a very pleasant look yes. on her face. Yeah.
And then just the whole, I thought, okay, if Abby, to me, she made, Mira! This, yay. This, we're going to pause this to welcome Mira.
So yes. sorry about that.
Oh, girl, it's good you made it. You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Hey, yeah. everybody.
So, oh, my gosh.
You want to give us the short version
LA
of what
traffic
happened?
And rain is not a good combination, yeah. right? Oh, my
Sit
gosh.
Sit closer, girls.
Yeah.
Sit closer.
We've discussed this, that LA drivers slow down. So how long were you in the car,
though? Gosh, at least 3 hours.
Well, welcome. We are glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
And you got here at a perfect time because we're talking about the positive Debbie Allen scene.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. When the girls are coming to rehearse. They were in the studio for showing her.
Awesome.
So, mm-hmm. It's a good time to walk in.
Perfect.
I loved how she talked about using the body as an instrument and how that's so powerful because you can portray all of this different emotion, which is so much more powerful than just being an actress with your mouth. You can do it with your body and your movements and your actions and your eyes. And I was like, wow, I really get her artistry comment a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I love, I mean, I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but how the moms were saying there's just such a huge difference between Miss Debbie Allen's approach and Abby's approach, and that maybe Abby has lost her passion when it comes to the dance world, and maybe it's just about the business for her. Because when you hear Miss Debbie Allen talking to them, it's all about passion and using your body. So I love hearing her talk.
I think so too. To me, she's just, it was just, it's like watching a different level of thing happen. Like almost like she's global.
Mm-hmm.
She's like an artist. And I think the word she uses is like, dance is like godlike. Like this is a privilege. And then what the point she made to me that was like most incredible, because when she saw Brynn dance and she was like, where's the joy?
Yes.
Like, you have long legs and great feet, but where's the joy? Mm. And I'm like, okay, that's like up here. Like, it just makes Abby seem really like Pittsburgh, you know? And nothing wrong with Pittsburgh. It's not what I'm saying. It's a great town. I like Pittsburgh.
And by the way, their studio is still open. I got the wrong information off the internet. So,
The Pittsburgh studio.
Yeah, Pittsburgh studio. Sorry. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to go?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Actually walk in. That'd be fun.
One of my fellow friends out there tweeted me that. So thank you very much. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's a different place, the joy from within. I think like a true dancer can step out on the stage and do nothing and just perform with the eyes and the body rather, and that can make more of an impact than the legs and the feet and the extension and all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she gave Kehlani great praise. She said that she has a lot of, what'd she say? Control over her instrument. And I was like, all right, I like those adjectives.
Yeah, that seemed like a high compliment, I thought.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the competition is tomorrow at this point. They are at Kira's studio in Phoenix, Adage. And Kira has gone to the trouble to get them costumes.
Yes.
Because Abby didn't get them costumes, so Kira has a shop, so she's put together something super perfect that goes
them.
Along with their kind of dark industrial type theme.
You know what I loved about this? I loved how, again, the moms just sort of took care of business.
I did too.
They're like, we got a hookup. Kira's got a shop. We'll get the costumes. Like, we'll take care of business this week.
That's good. I think in the past, maybe they were a little bit more hesitant because of Abby's wrath and kind of scared to see what she would do if they went to a different studio and they got new costumes. But now, I mean, with Abby not around and not really reliable, like JJ said, they're taking the initiative. So yeah, that's great.
I think before the moms thought that that wasn't their job, but now they know as a dance mom, like, it is their job. Mm-hmm. Right. It's part of their job.
Yeah, they got that in their pocket.
Yeah, they do. Okay, so interesting or oddly enough, Abby was on the plane to Phoenix, but she's not in the rehearsal space at Phoenix.
And she complained the whole time on the airplane and kind of was
and like bad mouthed
a stinker.
Yeah. And then she becomes more of a stinker squared, as she pulls up in her car.
Oh my gosh. What a weird scene, right?
Is the lettuce wrap thing?
Yeah.
But no, the worst part, Jill's like, you didn't even get your hair done. She's like, I did.
Yes, I did.
Like, oh, sorry.
I got my roots done. Leave it to Jill to be like, what's going on with your hair?
Yeah. Right.
Jill was pretty funny in this episode. She was spitfire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad, though. I mean, she was just in disarray.
Yeah. Definitely. It's just very, very untactful, very disrespectful to these girls who have given up their lives, who have grown up with her on this television show, who have put her on the map, and she's pulling this. Like, just, it's okay to step away graceful. You can come back. Right. Just take care of the stress and, you know, come back. Don't just pull up eating your fast food and then she goes and then she comes back.
Exactly.
Or, you know, put, like, Melissa in charge or something, like, de facto. You know, like, a really responsible person would say, hey, guys, I'm calling a meeting. Here's what's happening. I need to step away and lose it. Because I understand the pressure. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to finances, it gets scary.
Yeah, it's very
threatening, right?
So they are, by the way, they are sheer talent in Phoenix. So they've been there before. I remember those competitions. The fans are back with the fans.
Yes, they are. That I noted that.
Oh, I was like, all right, they're back. Go producers!
Right.
And Kalani and Kira are late, and everybody is very upset about that at this point. Not good to be late at all, especially without a text or anything like that. So Kalani could have texted. She does have a solo, so that's a pretty big deal, you know?
Yeah. This is where I started to notice that that Kira just wasn't having it. Like, she's just like, I'm kind of over this. Like, I'm not going to fight today.
And she's made it clear that everything relating to dance moms is for Kalani. She doesn't want to be a dance mom necessarily. So I get that maybe she was kind of feeling attacked when she came in and they were all like, well, you're late and we work hard. But at the same time, like you said, Kalani could have texted. It could have been resolved.
But then when you have a newborn, you're late everywhere, I have to say.
I bet.
Like, going to Target is a three-hour getting ready thing. So it's just, it really is hard. I don't know. I can't say.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't attack her for being late because she has having to do all that stuff she was saying. But at this point, Ashley makes me really mad. She basically starts telling everybody why Kira and Kalani should leave the team.
Yeah.
And Kira walks in. She's saying, Kira isn't committed. She doesn't want to be on this team. I do. Why is Kira here? They should leave. And it's just, she's an animal.
She is. And I just feel bad for Brynn, like, preparing for a solo, and she has to take that in.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah. She just, for somebody who wants to be somewhere, she doesn't act like it at all. She's just, at the end of the day, she's going to be known as the mean woman on the show, and then her daughter gets a spot or not.
Exactly.
And then LA people are going to know, and they're not going to want to work with Brynn because they don't want to work with that mess. And that, it happens all the time. Like, you have a one-shot impression here, and if you make the wrong impression, that's it. You don't get another chance.
Exactly. And so, I'm wondering why does she feel so threatened by Kalani and Kira's presence? They could both be on the team. I really don't know why she was attacking Kira so personally. Well, like, saying she has three baby daddies and a criminal record.
Yeah. Oh,
that was, like, very uncalled
for,
I thought.
You don't bring up past, but
exactly.
They've been working together for a while at the Phoenix studio, so they do have a lot of beating heads and things like that that we don't even know.
Right.
But you don't bring up somebody's past. Like, and what horrible. Does that
have? No, that was just so. I just literally felt the show sink even lower and at then, that moment. That was just like so nasty. Bad, right?
And what's it have to do with dance anyway?
Exactly. Yeah.
Kalani's dance speaks for herself, so it doesn't matter what Ashley says, this, that, and that.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway. She's just saying way,
but
way
the
too much.
Poor girls. But we do get to see Jess pipe in pretty soon.
Yeah, Jess pipes in. As, she's not as bad, but she's definitely...
She was hot on fire.
Yeah, yeah, she was. Even towards Abby, too, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really, see that
Yeah, we don't
often.
See that too much.
So, Kira storms out with F-bombs, which I don't agree with. I wish she would have been a little bit more poised. I know it's, like, really difficult... in that instance, but when somebody is throwing cheap shots at you, you don't want to stoop to their level and throw them back, even though that takes a lot of discipline and, you know, a lot of strength. But mm-hmm. anyway, and then Kalani shows up and is like, I want you to watch me dance.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that sweet? She was like, I like it when my mom watches me dance. I thought that was so interesting. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Especially so since they haven't been together for a while.
Yeah.
Kira's been back in Phoenix and Kalani's been staying with Melissa, right?
Or, yeah, I think so.
So mm-hmm. that was a special moment for sure.
I know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the dances.
Yay!
Okay, because the dances Please. Were, they're just so
they were
good.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're getting like better and better. Okay, so Kalani's up first with Arizona Star.
Amazing. She, so much soul in this number for her.
I know. I felt it.
So amazing.
I went back to, like, that time with her, and I was like this, like, watching, like, so much musicality, feeling, like, every beat and undertone of the music. Like, she's a perfect balance between strength and flexibility. Usually dancers, they only have, like, one or the other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she can, like, whack the leg up and then just slowly bring it down. And she saw all those muscles in her legs. And, it was just...
This was definitely a incredible number for her. The music.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was just, like, you were just listening to the music so deeply.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Costume, fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been a Kalani fan since Abby's dance competition show. So I'm so, so glad she's on the ALDC now. And I really don't know why Ashley is saying she's not as good as she used to be. I've loved seeing Kalani grow as a dancer and just, like, grow up, period. It's so amazing to see. She's so talented.
Well, she said that because back in Phoenix,
right.
She had different types of training.
Which is true, yes.
So Kara even admitted it slipped for a second, but not really.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just not getting that classical training that she was getting. So, but I mean, whatever. She's fantastic. It was almost like she was like what Debbie Allen was saying. Like she was dancing from here. She was dancing for somebody out there.
And I feel like we often ask her to give more emotion,
and she did,
and that she found it in this.
Oh yeah.
And I thought my interpretation of it, like, this is her connection to Arizona. Like, that's kind of what I felt.
Her,
like,
hometown,
you know,
for sure.
That's what I felt.
That's
not
a great
to go
point.
Back to the mommies fighting, but we did kind of, I think, skip over something that people in the message boards are talking about. First of all, they're saying that they think the producers are asking the moms to ramp up the drama because there was so much drama.
Sure.
But we'd hate to think that.
I know, you'd hate to think that. But then we also are laughing a little bit over Ashley and Kira, but Kira's saying that Ashley was pathetical.
Oh, no.
Oh, right.
Or is that still coming?
I think that's actually coming up.
Oh, is it still coming?
Yeah.
Okay, pathetic.
That might have been after the performances, right?
I think that's after the performances.
Either way, that was a rough moment.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
I'm sorry, guys. That was so pathetic.
Yeah, it was... Right. It's coming, guys.
So
it's coming.
Did you feel embarrassed for it?
I know.
It was rough, but I guess we'll get there.
I mean, she almost pulled it off like, you know, I make up words...
Well,
like,
yeah, I mean, especially in arguments,
you know?
Most of the time people won't notice if you're speaking quickly. And,
yeah. Yeah, she almost pulled
almost.
It off. Like, I feel like if she would have owned it and been like, yeah, that's right, pathetical. Like, she
right,
pulled
like,
it off.
Yeah. More than pathetic.
I have to say, I I back Kira up on this. I think sometimes when you're stressed out in like a really high situation, things don't come out quite as right.
Oh yeah.
And you know, like, I mean, I've done that before. Like,
no,
oh,
I'm sure we all
you
have.
Know, I mean, totally. It's just, and then of course Ashley goes with it and,
oh yeah.
You
know, it was more, like, Ashley was like,
more digs, like, so you know,
so. I make up words all the time.
Don't you have a master's?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so back to the dancing, the Shoot. Mystical beauty, Brynn. What did you girls think about that?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Brynn's technique is always, it's always amazing. I love to watch her. Mm-hmm. I wasn't as taken in by this performance for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the music. I don't know if it was the pace.
And I saw her talent shining through. But for me, I was like, okay, it's just that, like, the music and the kind of the theme.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, she looks beautiful in this costume, but I'm not really clicking into the story of the whole number. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what happens. Right. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah. I loved her headpiece. I love those headpieces. That costume was gorgeous. I mean, there's no denying her talent, her grace. She has no spine.
Yeah, or flexible.
Or hamstrings. She just misses. Mm-hmm. She's missing a couple of lumbar back there. Yeah. Like, psh, psh, psh.
True.
I actually wrote down that her feet need to be pointed a little bit more. I think she needs to kind of like work on that. Mm-hmm. I used to do that when I was a dancer, but I forced those suckers down. But it was a beautiful number, but it wasn't quite as, it was just kind of like, you know, smiley, like right. going through the emotions a little bit. But okay, so backstage, the girls have costumes. Thank you. Thanks to Kira. And Abby, she's back again.
Right.
And she's not I got upset. She's not happy with the costumes. The girls look great. They've got some kind of cool painting. It completely goes with the theme. The shorts are not exactly all the same. She said something about it's cutting people's lines off, which is not true because all of their bodies are perfect. And she's mad, then she's talking about how she prides herself in how her dancers look.
How her dancers appear, yeah.
Then why didn't you get a costume?
Exactly.
Right, I know.
She set herself up with that one.
Well, she just came in at the last minute.
Just let her know that, too.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
You didn't do your job.
Yep.
That was just, that was a really dumb comment on Abby. You know, she gave back her reins, you know, she
had to come in and just kind of spit on everybody a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she made them change twice, didn't she?
Yeah,
first she the did. Leotard, then the
shorts.
Yeah.
It was just like a lot of chaotic energy right. before they're about to step on stage. It's just like, oh my gosh. Just
and of course, back. They always like pull it together. The name of the number is Well-Oiled Machine. And, wow, for me, it was, like, so nice to have Maddie back.
It was.
Oh, my gosh, it was so nice to have Maddie back. Yeah. I'm sorry, but there's just a huge issue that needs to be addressed.
Oh, no.
And that is, no, we're getting word from the fans, as we often do, we overlook things.
Uh-oh.
It's, I mean, it's, you know, it happens.
Well, yeah. Okay, I didn't overlook Pathetical because it comes later.
I'm just saying, apparently, according to several people, Pathetical is a real word.
Oh,
it's a real word, and it means causing or evoking pity, sympathetic, sadness, sorrow. Evoking sadness or sorrow. Pathetical.
Oh, wow. All right, Kira. Wow. Well, you let Ashley know the next time.
Was that the...
So was it pathetical that we didn't know...
I think it was.
...the definition of pathetical?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there. It was not.
Okay. Sorry. But
if I didn't learn it in college, then it's not a
word. I know. I'm not. I don't know.
Joking.
I don't know. Okay. We'll check on that.
No, it's an adjective. Yeah. No. Evoking pity.
Okay. Mm. Well, I learned something tonight.
Pathetical.
We all did.
And we appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in like that.
See, Ashley was double wrong.
She was.
Yes.
Kira, let her know.
Yeah.
Let her know.
We got to tweet that out.
Kira probably backlashed at her that it was a real word, but of course they cut that
right,
out.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Could have been.
All right. Well,
sorry, you were bringing up Maddie.
We got to talk about the Well-Oiled Machine, and it was, I absolutely loved it. Definitely one of my favorites, probably for this entire season.
Really? For sure. Yeah. I actually said this was my favorite group for the entire season.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I loved it. I don't know if it was the style, the dark edginess,
mm-hmm.
just something about every single portion of that performance. I just loved it.
Yeah. Strong, powerful, meaningful. Every movement was important. Nothing was thrown away. Every, like, facial expression, arm gesture, my face, or my... I go to Maddie, and I also go to Kalani a lot.
Yeah, I noticed them being very strong.
Yeah, and Kalani moves forward and back quite a bit.
I just loved it.
Yeah.
With the costumes, everything looked very well well done.
And I like the mechanical type stuff in the beginning. I'm not going to try to do it, but...
I really liked it. I'm like, was I out of the room, like, getting a sandwich during this part or something? Because I didn't love it quite as much as you guys did. I did like it. I did like it. But I don't know. It didn't like... Well, I liked the whole theme that they were this machine. And I liked the last couple movements. I don't even know if you guys noticed how they collapsed. That's what Mackenzie had a couple killer moments in
there. She did. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. So clear that they worked so well together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the awards.
Yay!
Yes. Okay.
Kalani wins in her category.
Awesome.
And first overall for first place for Arizona Star.
Wow.
Bryn didn't place.
I was actually surprised she didn't place at all.
Well, we have some news on that.
Yeah, what?
We have some news. And Well-Oiled Machine won first place.
Yes.
So, with their own costumes and their own choreography. So, I got the inside scoop from a couple of you guys out there.
Let us know.
Oh!
Yeah! Thank you, Marissa.
What?
Okay, so, at...
Yes.
Rishka, 11, and at Gabrielle Nia, 1. So, Kalani, Bryn, and Kendall all had solos, but they didn't air Kendall's. They didn't show any, show any of Kendall's. Kalani was in teen, and Kendall and Bryn were in preteen. Okay, Kalani placed first in teen and first overall. Bryn placed first in preteen, but didn't place in the
overall.
But in the competition, they only showed the overalls.
Yes.
So that was not fair. Even though Kalani did win, she scored higher, but it wasn't fair to say she didn't place at all.
No, but it served their storyline of... Kalani beating Bryn.
Right.
I get it.
Crazy.
Wow.
I didn't realize they go so far to set up these storylines.
Yeah.
Cutting out such huge information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Kendall, she placed a second in preteen, but she didn't place in the overalls.
Okay.
So I just thought it was funny that Jill was going on and on about how Kalani beat Bryn, but Kendall didn't place in the overalls. And Bryn beat Kendall.
Yeah, that's probably why she didn't bring that up.
My goodness.
So you guys sent me charts with like highlighted stuff.
Serious.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about doing this show is that the fans are so involved and meticulous. And I like that. I like being corrected on words that I don't know and different things like that. So thank you.
Sometimes we're pathetical, but most of the time we're on it. I would love to add just a few things onto news and gossip, if I may. News and gossip. Yay! Okay, this Sunday, the 21st of February, is Disney's 60th anniversary show.
I'm so excited.
Yay! Okay, Maddie Ziegler is performing, guys, on the west coast of the U.S. It's on at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10.
Cute.
You guys have to tune in. Derek Huff from Dancing with the Stars is hosting.
Awesome.
Cute. If you've seen the commercials.
Love him.
So cute.
Oh, my
love
gosh. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Yay.
And Maddie's performing, so tune in. Disney's 60th anniversary. And speaking of Disney... This was up on Nia's Twitter feed this week. It looks like she got a visit from her brother. Look at
cutie
Nia at Disneyland.
Oh, how
Holly.
Cute.
And that's her little brother Evan and her brother
gosh.
William.
Cutie.
Isn't it awesome to see their families?
Yeah.
You never
I know,
see their
right?
siblings
she
and
looks
everything.
So
that's awesome.
She's so pretty without any makeup or anything.
Look at that shiny
glowing,
face.
Glowing.
That's
looking,
cute.
Looking like a little girl, you know?
Totally. Yeah. She said something like, haven't seen these guys in a while or something like that.
Oh,
cute.
That must be tough, though.
Yes. Okay, so according to Deadline.com today, you guys, they said that they've actually added more episodes onto season 6 for Dance Moms.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Now, it was kind of interesting because I couldn't find it confirmed anywhere else, but it seems like we might get a few bonus episodes.
Wow.
In which case, woohoo!
Do you think that means that Abby's kind of back in the full swing of things? Do you think that's what that means?
Well, Maddie's back. So,
Maddie. Yeah.
That's what I was. To me, it meant that Abby must be getting out of trouble.
So. Right. Yeah. Where did you find that out?
At Deadline.com.
That's legit.
A lot of good.
But they're adding
Hollywood
episodes.
Information.
Okay.
Yeah. Adding episodes. It was a little hard. I had to read it like twice. But,
okay.
And just while we're at it, the Kids' Choice Awards is coming up on Saturday, March 12th.
Yes.
And there's
still
voting open. So make sure we vote for all our girls.
Make sure we vote. Show support for all of our girls. Very good. And to end the show, Maddie's back permanently. Brynn is on probation.
I know.
Oh, take that, Ashley.
Oh. That's crazy. But we see, did you see her in the previews for the next episode? So maybe she's just, you know, like.
Yeah, I guess Kira, if Ashley comes back, Kira is not coming back. Do you guys have any predictions?
Wow.
Let's go into predictions.
I predict. Oh, okay. All right.
Some Star Trek there for a minute.
I know. I love that.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and predict that Brynn's going to stay as long as Ashley. I think she's causing too many problems. If Ashley can get it together, I think Brynn adds so much to the team, so I would love to see that happen.
I would too, yeah. How about, can we take Brynn and leave
Ashley,
right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
She needs to, we need a sub mom.
Yeah.
Tag.
Brynn is
a
cutie.
New positive mom.
I love Brynn. She's so sweet.
She seems like such a nice girl, too. And their dance next week is called Seven Deadly Sins. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't really think that's age appropriate. But.
I know.
I
feel like we're
going
to be like delving into the negativity pool, but we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm sure they'll,
so
they'll
we,
pull it off.
We tried to do a little bit less mama drama, but there was so much that we had to, like, kind of dive into it. But we talked about the dances, you know, quite a bit, you know, and I want to, like, you know, talk those up.
My prediction is it won't be raining in L.A. next Wednesday, and
please.
We'll see you all here at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Right. And my prediction is that there's going to be more crying and more drama and more excitement.
And more big leg extensions.
All right. On Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. Thank you guys so much for tweeting me this week. Keep it up.
Tweeter. She likes it.
I love it.
I'm at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram. Send me great stuff. I love it. And you guys, thank you for watching us and supporting the show. We love you guys.
Yes. And you can find me at Candace_Camacho. You can check out my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I'm getting ready to post a video on healthy lunches and good portion control.
Ooh.
You can also check out my Insta at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And some of you have been subscribing to me, so I really appreciate that. Again, we really appreciate you watching. Without you and these great numbers, we wouldn't have a show, so we're here for you. Keep connected. Keep the conversation going. Keep tweeting us. We love it. We love you guys. We love the show. We're just full of positivity.
Yes.
Yeah. Bye, guys. See you next week. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.